Holder Tonight continues with more interviews and great conversation to get you through the night on News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto and CJAD 800 in Montreal. Here's Peter Anthony Holder.
Hour number two in Toronto, hour number three in Montreal, here on CJAD and CFRB. But right now, joining us on the line is Rob Simone, who is the author of UFOs in the Headlines, Real Reporting on a Real Phenomenon. How you doing, Rob?
Very good, Peter. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
My pleasure.
Now, the thing that's rather unique about this book is it's not a book that just talks about UFOs. It reports or covers what was reported about UFOs originally, correct?
It is. It's kind of a first of its kind. It's a coffee table book, and it's designed to give people an idea of this UFO phenomenon from a purely journalistic perspective.
Just the term itself, UFO, stands for Unidentified Flying Object. So having said that, when you look at some of the old newspaper reporting, are they talking about simply an unidentified flying object, or are some people making the unsubstantiated leap of, well, if it's unidentified, it must be something alien?
It's thought that some of these UFOs represent some sort of alien intelligence, and some of them don't. But the ones that are easily explained certainly would not make the newspaper headlines, which is what this book is all about. I've got stories in there that, if they happened today, they would turn the media on their head. For instance, here's just one. Four policemen, including a sergeant, Philadelphia policemen, see a UFO land. They approach it. One of the policemen touches it with his hand, and it dissolves in front of them. Now, these are four policemen who reported this back in 1952. There's a UFO exploding over Canada. We have incredible accounts that go far beyond any natural phenomenon. In fact, a lot of these things came right from pilots themselves. War pilots, pilots flying for the British Overseas Airline Corporation, which was the forerunner to British Air. And that's what makes these things so incredible, because they go beyond just reports of, you know, sort of everyday people seeing them. They were actually tied in to the events that took place right after World War II.
I want to go back to the situation in 1952, the one that happened at a soccer match.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a few stories in that I discovered while writing this book that happened during soccer matches in the UK. You know, they're quite big on soccer.
Yep.
They don't have much over there. They've got gardening, pubs, and, you know, fish and chips and soccer. That's about it. But, no, there was one that happened, and this is a straight news story from a major national newspaper, and it was simply that the headline was that a UFO appeared, and it actually stopped the soccer match because everyone was looking up at this thing, and it stayed there for 20 minutes. It suspended the game, and there was 15,000 people at this soccer match. And it goes on to say that this strange object sprayed the crowd with a spider web type substance that was later analyzed by an Italian professor at one of the local universities. I mean, extraordinary stuff. Also, I have news articles from around the world. I've got stuff that I've personally brought back from Turkey, from France, and a lot from Canada, South America, and it's pure journalism.
The book is called UFOs in the Headlines, Real Reporting on a Real Phenomenon. It's written by Rob Simone. You can check his website out at www.robsimone.com. Rob, I thank you very, very much for taking the time to be on the program with us this morning.